We are now joined with Mac Henderson, also known as Uncle Mac, president of the Troy Central Little League. And he is joined here by his nephew and his son. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing great.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
So, Mr. Henderson, can you tell me about... So it's my understanding that the Troy Little League has been kind of revitalized recently. Can you tell me about that?
Yes. Approximately about 7 years ago, the Little League was up for sale. The property was. And at that time that the property was for sale, a couple of us, we got together and we rallied to save the Little League. That's what happened. During that process, we have one team. Now we have 15.
Oh, my. That's great.
Yes.
It's growth. So I guess my next question is, how long have you been coaching baseball?
Well, I've been involved with baseball because I played as a child at Troy Central Little League and also played in the city of Hudson. I used to play Park League down in the city of Hudson. And I've been involved with junior high school and high school baseball, military baseball. Played baseball in the military, in the Marine Corps. So I've been involved with baseball all my life.
So it was kind of a natural decision once you had kids to move into coaching from playing?
It was a give back. It wasn't a natural decision. It was basically a give back because being in the military and everything else, you lose focus on what happens in the community. So when you come back to community, you don't come back the same as you left. When you come back, you're very angry. You're pissed off. You feel that everybody owes you something because, you know, you come out there to defend this country and you come back and you see people, you know, are calling you names that they shouldn't call you. And, you know, it becomes a distraction. So you really start to hate that you live in the community. So it wasn't a natural decision at that time until after you wake up from where you've been from and where you are now today. Then you start realizing that the community wasn't the fault. You know, it was just that everybody has their opinions, and you have to respect their opinions.
So it sounds like the Little League team was not only important for the community, but it's important for you too.
Yes, very important.
And so you talked about how, like, now you have 15 teams. Are those girls and boys teams, or like the co-ed?
They're mixed, co-ed.
Okay, and what ages are they?
4 to 12.
4 to 12. Okay, wow. Adorable ages.
Yes.
and you have your son and your cousin here.
I got Jeffrey with me, and I got little Josiah. Jeffrey played Little League for Troy Central, and my other one who I raised, EL, was like his big brother, coached him first. He might as well say that as his brother because they grew up in the same house.
Right.
And EL coached him first. And he did a great job. This one come along, very shy. He's one of those type of children.
And what's his name?
Josiah.
Josiah, you want to tell us why you like playing baseball? No, he's shaking his head now.
That's quiet. What about Josiah?
Do you want to tell us why you like playing baseball? No, you guys are shy tonight.
Wait a minute. Both of y'all are so talkative, you don't want to talk now? No, ain't nobody in here but us.
So Mr. Henderson, why do you feel like, you know, in addition to, why do you feel like the Little League has become so successful?
Because it's not just baseball. Little League down there is very big part of North Central right here. And it's got so many great partners, like where we are tonight right here at the Sanctuary. And there's a lot of growth that came out of Troy Central, like Jerry Ford with Team Hero. Mm-hmm. We all started in the one simple spot, and that was Troy Central. A lot of the organizations They grew off what we was doing in the community. We did the back to school book bags, school supplies. About 8 years ago we started that with the sanctuary, and at the time it was Pastor Baco, but he left before he could really get involved. But Pastor Baco was a very big part of allowing us to have our meetings at the Missing Link Church. And during the time we was there, we started saying, this is what we want to do for the community, not just sit in the community and just have our children come back and forth, but we wanted to develop a way that children could learn that the Little League is part of baseball, but more part of baseball is giving back to the community. And part of doing that, we did the Easter egg hunt, the back to school. We do Safe Night. Safe Night is Halloween. And we do so much different. We did a clothing drive.
And what happened? You said Safe Night?
Safe Night.
What happens at Safe Night?
Oh, Safe Night is when we get together with our partners. I don't call them partners. They're our families. All these organizations we are tied into, we're not partners. We're family. If we get together, we get like the bike rescue. They bring over bicycles, and they bring over to make the apple cider and the solar smoothies. I don't know if I had the solar smoothies, but we do that. And during the time, we have a barbecue. We would have a hayride. We do a hayride with our tractor. Oh. We drive the kids up and down the street on a hayride. Our maintenance man down there, George Terry, we call him Mr. Green Jeans. On that day, he puts his little hat on, and he drives the kids up and down the street with the hayride. And we do a spook house.
Where's that?
Right at the Little League. We do all this right at the Little League.
Oh, on the baseball field.
Well, for those who don't know, where is the baseball field located?
The baseball field is located at 7th Avenue and Swift, right on the corner. 3201. And we're playing fall ball right now. One of the coaches, who's also the vice president, decided, you know, it was time to take a chance on a fall ball team.
Oh, so this is new?
Yeah, it's our first year doing it.
And how's that going?
It's going great. It's not really our first year, but it's our first year we're doing it in Troy.
Okay.
We did it, I believe, 5 years ago, but that was all in Postakill. It never came to Troy. This is our first year to ever have it in Troy. So it's great, you know. The kids are getting the opportunity to play against the children on the other side of the world, Gilliland, Colony, Albany, Ravenna. So they're getting a great chance of seeing how other little leagues, you know, how other little leagues does and what they do and how they put things together over there. So it's a learning experience for not just the players, but also for the organization.
Okay. And so you talk about how now you have 15 teams. Do you have 15 teams this fall?
No. We only got one for the fall. We know that when school starts, we got the age of 12-year-olds. Basically, most of our 12-year-olds are either playing soccer for the school, modified football, stuff like that. They play school ball. So a lot of them won't play fall ball because they're already active with other sports. If they wasn't active with other sports, I truly believe that they would be playing fall ball. But there's so much that is offered in the fall. As soon as baseball is over with, there's all the organizations, they're there, they're promoting their programs, and our children who plays is moving on playing something else, which is great because they're not in the streets. The whole object is keeping them off the streets, keeping kids out of court. You know what I'm saying? That's what our main object is. Education, we push that. High education. That's our high list. Education. Not just street education. Education.
It sounds like, I mean, this Little League is so much more than baseball. It has these connections with all these different community organizations. So when the kids age out, when they turn 13, do you see them continuing to be involved with these other programs, or what? How does the relationship with the community continue after the Little League is done?
After Little League, we have a battle, you know. In the military, they call it a war zone, okay? Because you have the vultures. They're just waiting for the weak link. So if they can grab the weak link, and if the weak link's got a follower, that begins a chain. So those children who decide not to play any sports, they fall victim. They fall victim to that, because if you notice in this community, there's mostly, if you put 10 families down, 9 out of 10, there's only single parents in the house. There's never two parents in the house. So, you know, with the Little League has developed a program that we send most of our players, if they want to, we send them to the block, down at Detroit Boys Club, Boys and Girls Club, and they will nurture them from that age and take them on field trips, take them over to colleges. As a matter of fact, you went to Washington, right?
Yeah.
You went to Washington, D.C. They went down there for 3 days. They got to watch the game. They went to all the museums down there. So there's avenues that we're working with the organizations that we try to keep kids off the streets, because we know that in life after Little League, it seems to shut down. We're not like these other leagues that has a feeder that where the children can be fed into, where the other leagues will come in. Well, I want this player, that player, this player. We're not like that, because the reputation that North Central has, a lot of these leagues are scared to come in, scared to speak, but they stand on the outside. They say, hey, I heard you got this kid. Can you bring him over to us? Sometimes they'll go, sometimes they won't. He played travel ball this year.
And what is travel ball?
Tell them what travel ball is. Travel ball is money. Okay, you have to pay good money for to play quality teams, and you just play, you don't play in New York. You just don't play in New York. You go out of state, and they see, what?
It's just baseball.
Yeah, but it's not just baseball. There's supposed to be elite players. They pay this money for the elite teams to go down and play in Florida, go play in Pennsylvania, to go play in Connecticut, which places little leagues don't go, unless you go through the All-Stars and you make it through the All-Stars, right?
Okay. It sounds like that's probably really good exposure for kids to, you know, travel around and play with other kids. But we are just out of time. Could you maybe tell our listeners how to maybe support the Central Troy Little League, or maybe when the next game is?
Okay, the next game is this. We got two games on the weekends. Our next home game is this Saturday at 12:30. I believe Colony is coming in for the game at 12:30. If anybody want to support a great organization like Troy Central Little League, our post box number is 671. Troy, New York. Forgot the zip code.
12180.
It's downtown.
12181.
12181. 12181. That's our zip code, and it's on the Troy Central Little League. And we are positive place, positive people, doing positive things.
Thank you. That was Mac Henderson, president of the Troy Central Little League. We appreciate you coming on, Mr. Mac.
Thank you for having us. These two players.
Hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Hudson Mohawk Evening Magazine. Once again, I am Tatiana Morani.
And I'm Jonah Moberg. Remember to tune back in tomorrow and every weekday at 6 p.m. to get your daily dose of local news.
That's right. Tomorrow we will have Joe Fama, the ongoing executive director of the Troy Land Bank, Katie Hammond from the Troy Business Improvement District, and discussion of healthcare.
To learn more about this program and how you can support the Sanctuary for Independent Media, please visit our website at mediasanctuary.org.
And as a reminder, the Hudson Mohawk Evening Magazine is a program done for the people by the people, meaning volunteers are behind the entire production of this program. If you'd like information on how you can participate in the production of this program or have suggestions on stories that you'd like to hear, email us at info@mediasanctuary.org.
And just one more piece of info about the Troy Little League. If you want to find out more, you can check them out on Facebook.
Yes, sir. On Facebook, we do have a Facebook page. It's open to the community. And a lot of times we post all our events on that Facebook page as well. And if you need any more information, come to the Media Sanctuary because there are brothers and sisters.
Okay.
And you get a lot of information there.
So be sure to check that out.